are fully aware that the questions keeping you up at night this week might have less to do with carve-outs regarding the OECD's tax plan and more to do with carving a 20-pound bird. But what can we say? Even during Thanksgiving week, the transfer pricing news never stops. And so, much like Aunt Sue in her infamous sweet potato casserole, we never stop serving it up. Hello, everyone. I'm Matthew DeMello, your host of The Fiona Show, hot off the press, cross-border solutions weekly transfer pricing in the news podcast, and we've got some transfer pricing updates that are so juicy, they might give your turkey a run for its money. But first, a message from my friends and yours at Cross Border Solutions. Hi, I'm Matthew DeMello, and you may know me as the host of the Fiona Show Cross Border Solutions Weekly Transfer Pricing Podcast. And while I love to discuss transfer pricing, this podcast isn't the only place you can hear me doing it. Cross-Border Solutions recently relaunched Transfer Pricing University, a live webinar series where you can learn about modern-day transfer pricing, everything from methodologies to comparables to preparing documentation to meet country-specific regulations. Good stuff, I know. Chief Economist Mimi Song leads the sessions. I just ask the occasional obvious question. Since our program is NASBA certified, you can earn one CPE credit for joining each session. Pretty sweet. So what are you waiting for? Join us for Transfer Pricing University Weekly. Classes are free, so now you really have no reason to miss it. Sign up at xbs.ai/TPU. It's usually only quote-unquote large companies that have to prepare transfer pricing documentation in Romania. Small and medium-sized companies have to prepare it only at the insistence of auditors. But just how big is quote-unquote large? On October 29th, the Romanian National Tax Agency updated its list of large companies that meet the criteria. Until December 31st, 2,940 taxpayers fit the bill by Romania's large taxpayer office's standards. But beginning in January 2022, 3,364 will meet the quote-unquote large company criteria and, congratulations, be required to prepare transfer pricing documentation. There are also transaction-level thresholds. Reports on related party financial transactions must be prepared by large taxpayers only when the associated interests exceed 200,000 euros or 230,000 US dollars. The threshold jumps to 250,000 euros or 288,000 US dollars for service transactions. And for transactions involving tangible assets, the threshold is even higher. 350,000 euros or 403,000 US dollars. For taxpayers who fit the criteria, transfer pricing documentation, a master file, local file, and country-by-country report, must be prepared within 10 days after the annual tax return is due. And if you're a taxpayer that doesn't fall in this group, you're not entirely off the hook. The tax administration could still request documentation if and when it sees fit. For the one or two of you that hasn't yet tired of hearing about the OECD's global tax plan, a quick update. As you probably know, the proposal includes a 15% global minimum tax rate, and it reallocates profits generated by the world's largest conglomerates, a huge rewrite of the global tax system as we know it, and one that required rounds and rounds of negotiations to get global buy-in. On October 8th, however, a miracle happened. 137 countries signed the deal. Of course, most will have to adopt the proposal into local legislation to make it official. As for EU countries, however, things work a little differently. First, all member states of the EU will vote on a sweeping directive, expected in December. Directives require unanimous support. Once approved, the directive is binding in its entirety and requires member states to enact the directive into national law within a set deadline. While the Commission can alter the OECD's version of the rollout, it most likely won't, and according to the OECD, shouldn't. At a recent event hosted by European Movement Ireland, OECD Tax Policy Director Pascal Saint-Amans remarked on the importance of consistency for the deal to be effective. That kind of cohesion shouldn't be a problem for the bloc, as EU countries are supportive of the global tax deal. Even reluctant Ireland now appears all in. given that a directive has to have unanimous support of all EU countries, a proposal that mirrors the OECD's guidance is the most likely shoo-in. As Saint-Amans pointed out, inconsistent legislation would complicate things for all countries. Complicated tax policy? Who would ever want that? Like the rest of the world, the EU may be focused on the OECD's global tax plan, but if you think that means tax avoidance initiatives have fallen off the bloc's radar, well, think again. Case in point, public country-by-country reports are official thanks to a thumbs-up by the European Parliament on November 11th. What does this mean for multinational companies? Starting at some point in 2024, M&Es with annual revenues of more than 750 million euros or 860 million US dollars roughly, that do business in more than one EU country have to start publicly disclosing the amount of tax that they pay in each EU country, as well as countries on the EU's black and gray lists. Of course, EU member states will have to adopt the directive into local legislation, and they'll have 18 months after the directive enters into effect to do so. Companies will have to report on a country-by-country, not aggregated basis, taxes paid, the nature of their business, the number of employees, and the profits and losses before taxes. If entities below the thresholds are suspected of being used to get around the reporting requirement, then they'll have to publicly report too. And would you look at that? Now you're all caught up on the latest in transfer pricing. Feeling the runner's high of a quick jog through the headlines? Well, then you're going to love the other shows in Cross-Border Solutions Tax Podcast Suite. That's the Fiona Show R&D Tax Credit, the Fiona Show Tax Provision, and our anchor program, the Fiona Show Transfer Pricing. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. That's the Fiona Show hot off the press, and we'll keep you up to date on the latest regulation changes in the jurisdictions that matter to you the most. My name is Matthew DeMello, and they let me host, edit, and engineer this podcast. Mary Lynn Mitchum-Strom is our executive producer. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you next week.